beer barbecue, Bob. This is the second meat stick I've had on the break, and I'm just like craving a microbrewed beer right now. You know, maybe a Schmoe's John T. Pilsner might go really good with this. Anyway.
You okay?
I am, but I'm okay. Just going to keep eating this meat stick while you take over.
I'll do that. Another thing you can do if you want to enjoy your family instead of spending too much time working on the food or waiting in line for the grill is pre-make it. And whatever it's going to be, whether you grill some wings, smoke some wings, some butts, brisket butts, those things in particular, or country ribs, work really nice if you have a day in advance and access to your smoker or egg or griddle kettle or whatever you use to smoke. And then you can take a really well-insulated small cooler and throw that food in there, wrap it in foil, throw it in that cooler, and bring it to your family reunion and keep it in the cooler because that'll keep it really warm. And I find in particular pulled pork is just really popular with a lot of people. It's cheap. You can get a pork shoulder for $1.79. They've gone up. They used to be like $1.09, $1.29. But still, $1.79, that's right. Dirt cheap. You can do the same thing with like a loin, a pork loin.
I had one of those last night. One of the tenderloins, the little ones that are about the size of a tennis ball, maybe like 8-9 inches long, just perfect for three people. Threw it on the grill 15 minutes later, rolled it a couple times, and came seasoned right from the store. And, you know, I put it on there, a little salt and pepper, and it was good to go.
They're pretty good with those. Mm-hmm. But that'd be another thing you could pre-make and bring it in your cooler.
Slice it up because you can serve that cold, and it's just as good. That dry cooler. That is a great trick that I think it's worth mentioning, in that a cooler is actually more efficient at keeping things hot than it is cold if you leave the lid down. So we do this all the time when we cater in the fall for tailgates. We'll pull the butts off in the morning at like 5, 6 in the morning, right? And they're at our 190 degrees that we pull them off at. Wrap them up in foil, put them in a cooler, and just let them set. Don't open the cooler. We'll serve them at 3 or 4 in the afternoon, and they're still temping out at that 180, 185 degrees, and there's nothing wrong with them. So you can store that a long time in a dry cooler with nothing in it. Just keep the lid down, and you'll
especially
be fine.
If you get one of those Igloo 5-day coolers, those hold your ice for 5 days. Those really keep your meat. I'll warn you, though, you're gonna etch that plastic, and it's going to smell like barbecue
forever.
Perpetuity.
Yeah, it'll be your barbecue cooler. From them forward, because what happens is the juices come out of the foil, and then they get in the bottom of the cooler, and you just can't clean it out of there. I don't care what you do.
No.
It's there.
You can bleach it all you want. It'll come back. Another thing that's pretty cool, and you don't even have to grill these, but you can actually bake a bunch of chicken wings in advance and put whatever spices you want on them, bake them to about nice.
Or smoke them.
And then... let them cool off, throw them in the fridge and bring them in on ice, and then just warm them up on the grill and get your grill marks and then finish them off with a glaze.
Crisp up that skin a little bit.
That works really nice. That's way better than bringing raw wings to an event like that because, again,
it takes too long.
Well, it takes too long, and you're running the risk that you don't have even temperatures on that surface, and you might pull one or two off, and you might not poison somebody, but they might pull it open and see blood in a joint and freak out and go, wow, he doesn't know what he's doing. So again, it's all about impressing the cousins or actually defeating them.
I'm going on the food safety side of that issue again because I hate bringing raw chicken to a place where I don't have a sink to clean up with.
Right.
Because that chicken juice and warm temperature are enemies to you, and you do not want to bring this to a barbecue where you're handling raw chicken.
There is,
and then you're going to put it on a grill.
Yeah, there are some things you can. You've got one right in front of you, actually. Lysol makes those nice little wipes, and they've got Clorox or something in it, you know, bleach, and those are pretty good, actually. If you're out in a picnic, that's probably another must-have thing to take to a family reunion because you can wash your stuff up and. Especially from those bacteria you were talking about.
But where I'm at is I don't want to wipe my cutting board with that and then use it again when the product comes off if I got to cut, right? I got to have a different cutting board and different knives for raw product versus the cooked product if I don't have a sink in between,
mm-hmm.
right? Because I'm not, I don't want to wipe a chlorine bleach on a cutting board and then put a finished product on it without rinsing it off.
You can rinse it.
Right.
Yeah.
But if you're at the park and you don't have water, that's where I'm
maybe
going.
Somebody brings like a Bud Light or something, you know, use that to rinse your board.
It'd be better than drinking it. I get it. So you might as well use it to rinse your board off. Yeah.
So
beef brisket, Bob, does beef brisket travel well?
Beautifully.
Right. Same thing in a hot, in a dry cooler.
I traveled some last night.
Did you?
I did. I did a wedding rehearsal dinner. I brought some barbecue to a friend's daughter's house. A friend's house for his daughter's wedding, I should say. And the brisket packs up beautifully. Actually, it works really nicely because I double foil them on my final wrap, and then they actually sit perfectly in the bottom of that medium-sized five-day cooler I've got. So it's that's a really well-traveled food right there.
Right.
You can actually put that stuff in there. And what I'll do is I'll very often put a couple plastic bags in that cooler. So I'm actually putting it in a big garbage bag, and I'll set that over the cooler and put everything in there, and then I'll seal that thing up, twist tie it,
right.
And then I can put other things in the cooler on top of the hot food if I want to keep them warm, and they won't really meld flavors.
That's it, and that prevents that bag in there prevents you from etching your cooler.
Well, it also makes the cleanup way better.
Right. Right. Super easy
two
tip.
Two bags.
But a double bagged of trash bags.
I'm a double bagger.
Right. I know. No coyotes. Just a double bagger. I get it. But anyway, so family rebellions aren't all for the proteins, but grilling guys are the ones that bring them. You know, simple little desserts. Everybody likes a dessert. They think that it's, you know, you walk down to the end of the table where all the desserts are and there's nothing grilled there. It's all something that came in a Tupperware with
way too many of
whipped
them.
Cream and
yeah.
marshmallows and fruit,
yeah.
right? And you know, bring a bunch of bananas. Grill those bananas on that hot grill. Super easy. Cut them in half. Put them on there, meat side down. Get a grill mark on them. Flip them over till they get hot. A little caramel sauce, right? Just ice cream caramel
or
sauce.
Or a Hershey bar. Break the little chips off and
right.
place those on there.
Right,
let them melt.
But those are a cool little way because you'll know when they're done. You grab a hold of the banana peel and give a little tug with your tongs. If it starts to slide out from under the banana, it's done. And then you can just put those things on a paper plate. People will go, wow, I've never had a grilled banana before. They're awesome.
So how about beer? What beer are you going to bring to a family reunion?
Probably not my favorite, only because it's a quantity thing,
right.
is that there's always the cuz or the brother-in-law that didn't bring his, right? And I'm not stingy with my beer, but
kinda sounds like it, right?
But when
there.
You get to one of those
you
deals.
You think so, Brian? That sounded kind of stingy.
I don't know, man. It's all about quantity because when you get to one of those, you're going to want to offer a cuz or a brother or whoever a beer, right? So
second,
I might.
Second best. Huh?
Yeah, it's for me. I'm that guy, right? But
well,
it'll be good beer because I don't bring bad beer.
We did say you were Dutch.
Right. I don't bring bad beer, but I might not bring my best beer.
At our family reunions, it's usually Old Style.
Is it?
Yeah. That's a Uper beer.
Well, sure.
Old Style. And you know what? Blatt's or a Pabst also would be.
PBR is making a huge comeback.
Very much in vogue.
Yeah. PBR is making a huge comeback.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a cult beer now for the college kids.
Right.
Watermelon? It's always been a good beer.
Watermelon's another one that's real popular at the
Family
Rebellions.
And you can grill that.
Right? And it's really good. It concentrates the flavors, gets it a little bit more sweeter. And when you slide a piece of watermelon across the table that's got grill marks on it, it'll be impressive, I guarantee it, because a lot of people would never, ever have thought to grill watermelon.
You know, if you are bringing a hot cooler and you wanted to make some southern mac and cheese and you were throwing a brisket on the bottom of that cooler.
Right.
You would, if you had the right pan that would fit right on top of that brisket, you could set a nice big tray of southern mac and cheese and bring that if you're partial to making it. We've got some recipes on our website. It's thegrillingguys.com. Also, follow us on Facebook if you haven't yet. If you're on Facebook, /thegrillingguys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grilling Guy.
And if you're looking to do a little bit of charitable work this summer, we're going to talk a little GI barbecue when we get back.
Dancing around, causing a scene. That's my girl, sipping Crown of Sprite and a ball cap turned back. Ooh, she got me like, yeah, baby girl, you're gonna done it again. Making all the guys wishing.